Hey everybody, this is an extra special edition of Next at Bat. We're just going to play you an 11-minute scene that we had left over from the bat that we recorded with the score. And this was just too good for us to let drop on the floor. We were real happy with this. We had a lot of fun shooting, filming, not really recording this. It was pretty funny. We all kind of cracked up several times during the scene, the series of scenes really that was run together. And so we hope that you enjoy the little extra special edition of Next at Bat this week.
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hi, I'm Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our intro.
Now it's time for Next at Bat!
Oh, tell me about it.
It was a good pot roast.
Oh, the best. The best.
Was that cilantro I tasted?
Your wife cooks like a rock star.
Yep.
She should have her own show on Food Network.
I agree.
She's like my top chef.
What do you mean by that?
Easy, Jerry. Okay.
Well, no, yeah. I'm not trying to get weird about it. I'm just saying that she's
You
really
would
good.
Vote for her?
So, who wants dessert? Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
Hey, was that cilantro I tasted in that pot roast?
And parsley, yes.
Oh.
And cumin, too, right?
Cumin. Just for you, Jerry.
Fuck you, it's cumin.
We pronounce it cumin in this house, Jerry.
Now, honey, he can call it cumin if he wants to.
Hey, Jerry. Isn't cilantro and parsley and cumin your favorite combination?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, isn't that a funny coincidence?
What's for dessert?
Baked Alaska.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. With cilantro, parsley, and cumin.
Mary.
So it's like a savory dessert. That's cool. I read about that in a magazine once.
Cumin, yeah. Mary.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Of course. That's what I meant. Cumin.
That's better.
Why are you looking at me like that? We don't have to. I talk to her sometimes.
You
at
muscle
night.
It in on my wife, Jerry.
No!
You muscle it in!
No, I just talk to her at night sometimes, at like 3 o'clock in the morning. We talk on the phone. She shares secrets. I share my secrets.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yeah, this is getting uncomfortable.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom too.
Still oh, okay. Now,
come poker game's over already! Guys!
We just need to all go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we're just all gonna.
You guys talk.
Hang out in the bathroom for a minute.
We'll just hang in the bathroom. Mm.
Mary, can you come back in here?
Of course, sweetheart. Are you ready for your baked Alaska?
Yes. A, that looks delicious. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
B, are you and Jerry having 3 a.m. phone calls?
Well, yes, honey. There's things that he's not comfortable talking to other people about.
Like and, what?
Well, I wouldn't want to say.
You can't talk to the guys.
Well, it's just,
that's
you know.
Why we do poker. So you can, you know, talk about our wives and, no offense, honey, and talk about cars and our problems and meet guy stuff. You can
hey,
talk about.
Let's take a shower, Ed.
Sorry.
Ah, it's cold. Cold water.
There's not enough room.
Sometimes I hate our friends.
What? They're just showering together?
So now if I got the divorce papers correct, the reasons are listed as A, infidelity, and B, mispronunciation of cumin.
That was actually a tripartite item. It was the cilantro, the parsley, and the mispronunciation of cumin. Cumin.
You look like such a lovely couple. I hate to see this marriage end, but if you could just sign right here, make it official.
Just, Mary, we don't have to.
I'm sorry, I don't think I can look at you the same way anymore. My eyes have been opened. It's a coupon, not a coupon. It's cumin, not cumin. And it is definitely a potato, not a potato.
Potato. You're right. This is over. Oh, I'm going to have a lot to talk about next poker night. I'll tell you that.
Well, you'll just have to make your own tiramisu.
But I don't know the recipe, Mary. I don't you didn't give me any of the cards.
Don't make this harder than it already is.
Can't we Xerox the recipe cards at least?
All right, I'll leave you half of the recipe cards.
Pot roast.
Oh, not the pot roast. No.
Fine. Not the pot roast.
These poker nights are only half as good as they used to be.
Maybe if someone stopped crying.
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry I got tears all up in this fettuccine alfredo.
It's not how Mary used to make it.
It's not nearly as seasoned.
I feel like there's, like, is this soy milk?
I don't know. It's just what it just grabbed a carton off the shelf. It just said.
I mean, I don't. I don't want to make this weird or anything, but it's been a few few weeks. Is it okay if I date your wife,
Jerry?
What? All right, you guys work it out. I'm going into the shower. Who's coming with me?
Yeah, right, you go.
Hey, can we get some extra rolls of toilet paper too?
Yeah,
could you turn your water heater up too?
I don't know how to do that. Mary did everything.
All right, well, let's just get Mary over here with us.
Yeah,
can I just call Mary, please?
What?
Come on.
It's going to be awkward, so maybe you should leave.
Yeah.
Boop, yeah.
Ring. Hello, this is Mary.
Hey,
Jerry?
No, sorry.
Oh, Howard, hi.
Hi.
Did she say my name?
Shut up, Jerry.
Shut up, Jerry.
Shut up, Jerry.
So, look, we got a situation. I'm eating some fettuccine over here. I think he used soy milk.
Oh God, he didn't.
And we really
want about the hot water heater.
Yeah, I was gonna get to that.
And we need more toilet paper.
Shut up. Sorry, Mary. You're such a sweet lady.
Thank you.
Could we want to take a shower? You know, and the water's just so cold. And he doesn't know how to turn up the heat.
No, he never did.
Also, we need toilet paper. I think he's been using the cat.
Oh, God.
Speaking of the cat, I haven't seen him in a couple days.
Wait, what happened to Jerry, too?
I don't know. Mary, you should get over here.
I'll be right over.
Okay.
I'm going to go heat up some water on the stove.
Oh.
Take a shower.
Where's your cat?
You're taking a shower on the stove again?
Yeah. That's how you heat up water, is on stoves.
Oh, man.
How do you remember to breathe?
He's doing a colander shower.
Worse than I expected.
Wait, if you're using the colander, what did you use for the fettuccine?
Oh, no! Oh!
I used the colander.
Oh, God! Mary!
Oh, hi, Howard. Here's the toilet paper.
Thank God.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Mary.
So...
Shut up, Jerry.
Jerry, go in the bathroom.
Hey, come on. Do I have to take a shower?
Yes.
I think maybe it's best, Jerry.
All right, I'll take a shower.
All right, let's go.
No, by myself.
No, I'll go.
No, guys, I just want to go by myself this time.
Don't be such a pansy, Jerry.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Nobody takes a shower by themselves.
I'll shower with all you guys, but no eye contact, okay? All
right,
naturally.
So, honey, I just found Jerry, too, out in the backyard.
Oh, good.
It's
nice to see you again. You look really pretty.
Thank you. Very much.
I like that blouse.
Thank you. I feel like we're getting away from the point here, which is that Jerry Chu is trying to clean himself and is having a really, really hard time.
Well, I'll heat up some water on the stove.
Oh, God, honey, really?
What would you have me do, Mary? What would you have me do? I'm all alone here. Just me and the guys, cold water.
There's this doctor I think you should see. He's German. A Dr. Schnitzel. I think he can help.
If he can help, I'm open to it.
He's right on the front stoop.
What is this problem that we have?
I'm depressed, and I'm a man-child who can't do anything.
I've seen many cases such as this.
Jerry, stop looking me in the eyes. Freak me out.
What?
What do I do, Doc?
Guys, I need more toilet paper.
Water could be a little hotter, too.
There's only one thing that you can do.
Get back together with my wife?
Yes.
Whoa.
And love her. Love her like you've never loved a person before.
Is there a German man in the house?
Nein!
Do you want to come shower with us?
Yeah! Deutschland can't wait!
Come on, man.
So this is awkward. Always before, he's always diagnosed people with just going and living their lives and being happy. He never actually said, like, get back with anyone.
That's good. Doctor,
before.
Air doctor, could you turn around for a moment?
What do you want to do,
I just need you. I just need you to turn around for a moment.
Don't get weird in the shower.
Can I speak? As a medical professional in the shower, I really think we need to end his life.
I can hear you, goddammit.
I do. I actually have an IV hooked up to the shower head. If we could just go ahead... Set it. Doctor, could you open your mouth?
Yes, but only after I hear what this young couple is planning to do.
Mary, I don't want to die from one of my friends. I want to get back together. I want to love you like I've never loved you before. Now, will you come heat up some water on the stove with me and show me how to make pot roast. And then we'll love like we've never loved.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to celebrate the remarriage of two lovely and desperate people, as well as the funeral of a noted German doctor.
Yeah. I'm so happy and sad today.
Yeah, me too.
Could we please take the rings off of the corpse and exchange them? Do you take this woman in slovenliness and poor health to love her and stop using kitchen equipment as a bathing device?
I do.
And do you take this man in horrible, horrible taste to make his life better through whatever spices are on your spice rack and forgive him his horrible pronunciation of words?
I do.
Well, by the power vested me, I re-grant you the title of man and wife.
Oh, Mary.
Please.
Thank you.
Please take the casket and set it in the ground.
It's the weirdest fucking wedding I've ever been to.
Shut up, Jerry.
Sorry.
I gotta be honest, honey. I never really liked Jerry all that well anyway. He has Hydra chicken feet.
Yeah. We talk about that a lot, poker night. That's why no one wants to shower with him that much. Mm. Keep stepping on their feet.
Oh.
Claws.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Like showering with a dinosaur.
Yeah. Well, that sounds kind of hot.
Okay.
All right.
Next up, Bats! Well, that's our show. Thanks to Dan, Casey, Jordan, Nick, and Sean from The Score for coming on by. You can check out the Twin Cities Improv Festival website at TwinCitiesImprovFestival.com so you can check and see when they're going to be playing, as well as numerous other local and national acts.
Also, check out Next at Bat stuff. We got a Facebook page up, Next at Bat. Search for that. Also, we have a Gmail set up, nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. You can always talk to us.
And hop on iTunes, search for Next at Bat, and subscribe to our stuff. Rate and review it. Give it 5 stars because it's funny. Put it in your head. And you can see me up at Huge Theater in March with Cubicle, with Josh Awen, Max Leibowitz, and Kevin Albertson. And in April and May for 8 weeks on Huge Wednesdays, a night out.
Well, there's a couple more weeks of Friday night stage mats at Brave New Workshop. I'm up on the 15th, last one for this season. And also I'm in a Battle of the Bands March 23rd that you should buy tickets from me to go see and support me, because there's like money on the line and like...
And that's the finals, right?
It is the finals. Nice. I won the first round, so please buy tickets and come.
That's great. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time.
Next up, Bats!